And the church says, amen. You know, 40 years ago, it was a lot curlier then. Good stuff. That's the best impersonation you're going to get out of me of John the Baptist. But I think the Lord understands and will forgive me for that indulgence. And I hope you feel just a little more filled with joy because of it. The word came to John the Baptist. And he couldn't keep his mouth shut. He was filled with joy. He couldn't contain himself. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. And he proclaimed it to all who would listen. He went about the Jordan. Move every obstacle out of your life. Get it out of the Lord's way. Make straight His path. And you got to believe this. You got to clear your lives. You got to believe this. You got to receive this incredible, marvelous gift. And the gift, God has come into the world. He's here with us. He's become one of us to be with us. Are you ready to receive Him? The Lord has done a great thing for us. We are to be filled with joy. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. How could you not get excited standing along the banks of the Jordan? But today, misery and mourning, lamenting and wailing, fear and discontent ooze from our iPads and our laptops. The negative bleeds from our newspapers and magazines. Sadness, depression, doom and gloom pour into our hearts as we gaze upon our television sets and mindlessly listen to our radios. But we are not to be filled with fear. We are not to be filled with doubt, despair, contempt, and prejudice. We were created to be filled with joy. In the words of the prophet Baruch, take off your robe of mourning and misery, for the Lord has done a great thing for us. We are to be filled with joy. And what great things has the Lord done for us? Pretty quiet in here. Let's start with, He became one of us. He came into this world to be with us. He shares His good news with us. As Jesus, He showed us how to be like Him. He shows us love and how to be love. He shows us forgiveness and mercy and grace. And He died. God died, and He died to show us that He has power over death. He died so that He would rise from the dead to prove that eternal life is a reality, not a hope, not a dream, a reality. Do you see? With the eyes of faith, do you see the Lord has done great things for us? Are you filled with joy? Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare to be filled with joy. This Advent, are you preparing to be filled? Well, what needs filled in you? What needs to change? Prepare for that change by preparing to let the Lord flow into you and through you without any obstruction. Make straight His path. To quote a dear friend and parishioner of ours, do, 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 bang. And I'll translate. Be, 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 be transformed. Become the change you desire. Do, 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 bang. Do you want more joy in your life? Be joyful. Do you want more peace in your life? Be peaceful. Do you want more kindness in your life? Be kind. You're getting it, aren't you? Do you want more mercy in your life? Be merciful. Do you want to be more prayerful? Be prayer-filled. Do you want more quiet in your life? Be quiet. Do you want more love in your life? Be loving. Do you want more Jesus in your life? Begin being Jesus for others. Advent is a season we anticipate the arrival of Christmas. Advent is a time we are more of creation, longing, waiting for the return of Christ Jesus. Advent is also a time when Jesus waits for you. He waits for your invitation to Him to come into your life, because He cannot enter unless you make way for Him, unless you invite Him, unless you make straight His pathways smooth. And to do that, we need to remove the obstacles that are in the way. Sin, selfishness, anxiety, preoccupations, multitasking, to-do lists, noise, procrastinating, hesitating, and so on. To do that, we are to open our hearts to change, to be transformed by being the change we desire. Joy, peace, kindness, mercy, prayer, quiet, joy, love, Jesus. And when we do, He will enter in and walk alongside us and work with us and give us the strength and the perseverance to do that good work that His Father began in you. The good work He began when He loved you into existence. Our desire to change, to be transformed, is born out of God's desire for us. God's desire for us to be, for Him to be with us, to work with us and through us. Our desire to change is our desire to be close to Him, responding to His desire to be close to us. Our desire to change is our accepting His invitation to be loved by Him and to be love. And He planted that desire in you, in me. He just waits for us to invite Him in. Come, Lord Jesus, come. St. Paul tells us, the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it. If we open our hearts to Him and cooperate with Him, He will not only complete the good work, He will complete us. We will be whole, holy, holy. If we prepare the way of the Lord, He will fill us. He will complete the good work that He has begun in each of us. The Lord is prepared to do good things for you. What fills you?